Good morning. The storm system that brought all the rain to interior New York and New England yesterday is on its way off the eastern seaboard, but it is slowing down. Milder air out ahead of the front allowed us to reach record highs in some spots yesterday in the 50s and even some 60s, and now cooler air is flowing in as the system departs. A northwest breeze will kick in during the day today, and that will push temperatures back down through the 40s, although with a return to sunshine, readings should stay in the lower to mid-40s on average during the afternoon. Things start to get interesting tonight as a wave of low pressure in the deep south works its way up the eastern seaboard. Initially, it looked like this system would be too far away to bring any precipitation to the east coast, but now it appears that the system will track closer to the coast, bringing a swath of snow, especially to coastal New England, but perhaps even as far back as western parts of Connecticut and Massachusetts, and even up to the Hudson River Valley from Poughkeepsie north to Albany could see a little light dust of snow late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Either way, it looks like the highest snowfall totals will be closer to the storm track when one heads closer to Rhode Island and coastal sections of Massachusetts. Temperatures tonight will dip back into the middle and upper 20s, with the rest of the region remaining dry. So any light snow showers tomorrow morning will give way to increasing sunshine with high pressure building in. We'll stay in the 30s tomorrow, back up to 40 on Saturday as a weak disturbance approaches from the west. Clouds will tend to increase, and there is the chance of a few light snow showers late Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. We'll go back to sunshine Sunday afternoon. It'll be dry and breezy with highs in the mid-30s before another round of cold air moves in on Monday. With mostly cloudy skies, highs will stay in the lower 30s. This will set the stage for perhaps a more active weather period through the middle of next week with the chance for some snow on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front along the east coast will slowly move eastward out over the western Atlantic today and tonight. Moisture pooling along the boundary will produce rain from parts of the eastern Gulf Coast and the southeast to the mid-Atlantic coast and north into coastal New England. There could even be a few thunderstorms with gusty winds and heavy downpours from the Carolinas and points south along this front, where we will see increased instability. And that wave of low pressure along the front will ride up the eastern seaboard tonight and tomorrow. And this wave could come close enough to clip southeastern New England with a significant snowfall. Winter storm watches have been posted for Cape Cod west to Providence and into the southern suburbs of Boston. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 32 degrees, with a west-southwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 45 degrees, the dew point 34, 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday set a new record at 57 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 44, that's 20 degrees above normal. 0.035 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snow, still zero for the month, which is 1.4 inches below normal, and only 5.5 inches of snow for the whole season so far, which is 30.6 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 61 set in 1991, and the record low 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:12 p.m. 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Clouds and a few showers this morning, giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with a chance of rain, changing to light snow tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and a few showers, giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and a few showers giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs near 50. Cloudy with a chance of light snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds and a few showers giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow tonight and lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning snow showers, mainly in New England, increasing sunshine for everyone during the day with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday near 40 with some light snow showers Saturday night. Sunday back to sunshine, breezy and cooler in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy lower 30s Monday. Lower 30s with the chance of snow Tuesday. And mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers Wednesday with highs around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.